listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Sebastian Gorka, one of the country's leading authorities on the phenomenon of Islamism and the ideological dimensions of the threat that it poses to our country. Seb, it's welcome back, of course, to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to have you with us. We were talking in the previous segment with General Jerry Boykin about how seemingly clueless the Obama administration is about this threat of Islamism. Tell us a little bit about both how ascendant it appears to be in your estimation and what role the Obama administration has played in encouraging that.
Well, Frank, it really is quite disturbing if you think that we are still in the 12th year of this war, the longest military engagement that America has been in since 1776, and we still do not have an adequate understanding of the enemy, and not of their enemy threat doctrine, what they wish to achieve, how they wish to achieve it, and really what their strategy is. On the obverse, we seem to be facilitating those actors who are also sharing that same ideology of global jihad, but using less than kinetic means to do so. And of course, here I mean the Muslim Brotherhood. The Arab Spring, look, I'm no fan of dictatorship. My parents lived under communist dictatorship and escaped that, thank the Lord. But the fact that dictatorships across the Middle East and North Africa were swept aside during the so-called Arab Spring is one thing we should welcome. But the idea that these will automatically be replaced by those who share our values of liberty and freedom is simply ignoring the fact that there is an organization out there called the Brotherhood, which is using these opportunities to strengthen their cause for Sharia law, for fundamentalism, for autocracy across the area, and these people share the same strategic objective as Al-Qaeda. So there seems to be a fundamental misunderstanding of what is going on in the world recently and since September the 11th.
Yeah, that is such a central question, and I'm so glad you brought it up, Sebastian Gorka. Namely, we are told endlessly by the administration, that, including most especially and most recently perhaps by John Brennan, the president's choice to be the next director of the Central Intelligence Agency, that we are at war with Al-Qaeda. And all of our focus really is on Al-Qaeda and maybe its affiliates or its associates. But speak a little bit more about the connection between the Muslim Brotherhood's agenda, goals, ambitions, objectives, and those of Al-Qaeda.
Well, if you look at every important person in Al-Qaeda since its funding, whether it was Abdullah Azam, bin Laden's mentor and former boss, whether it was bin Laden himself, Zarqawi, Zawahiri, the current head of Al-Qaeda, every single key player was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and shared the goals that that organization has. And remember, the Brotherhood was created less than 5 years after the dissolution of the Caliphate in 1924, and its goal is, and always has been, to recreate the global caliphate, the Islamic theocratic empire of Islam. Despite all of these things, which are demonstrable and completely unclassified, and anybody can check them for themselves, we have in John Brennan a person who, in his very first speech as the president's most senior counterterrorism advisor at CSIS, said, "This fight has nothing to do with ideology. It's about ameliorating, in his phrase, the upstream factors," which he understood as poverty, lack of education, and unemployment. This concept that there is a direct cause and effect correlation between poverty and lack of education and terrorism is absolutely fallacious. If it were true, half of the Indian subcontinent would be terrorists, and of course they're not. This war is about ideology, and we must begin to attack that ideology, as we did during the Cold War.
Yeah, I want to come back to that in a moment. We're speaking again with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. His latest book is Fighting the Ideological War, Winning Strategies from Communism to Islamism. He is a military affairs fellow and director at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And Seb, this point, just before we get to, you know, what do we do about this, but just to drill down on the Brennan piece, as I was discussing a moment ago with General Boykin, the guy that President Obama thinks should run our CIA has actually described kind of the centerpiece of this Sharia-driven ideology, jihad, in a way that is absolutely at odds with the fundamentals of Islam. What is up with that? Is it simply willful blindness? Is it simply political correctness? Is it something else? And how serious a problem do you think it is if it is, you know, blessed in effect by the Senate and he begins to impose it very directly on the Central Intelligence Agency?
Well, much has been made of Senators Kerry and Hagel's appointments to their positions. I really have a problem with this one. This is very disturbing, John Brennan's nomination for CIA director. This is a man who knows why. We can't crawl into his brain, but whether it's to do with his experiences in Saudi Arabia or something else, seems to be either ignorant of the fact or wanting to deny the fundamental truth that jihad meant in the sense of holy war is not something antithetical to the elements of fundamental Sharia law, but is defined in Sharia law very specifically as not just, you know, inner striving, this phrase we've always heard, but in fact the kinetic use of force against the unbeliever. You don't have to take, you know, his word for it, buy a Quran and read chapter 9 or chapter 9:29. These are not historic, prehistoric concepts. These are concepts used by the enemy we face today to justify events like Fort Hood, like Times Square bomber. And these are things that if we ignore, we will ignore them at our peril and pay a price as a nation.
Amen. Definitive texts born of the practice of abrogation that replaced other earlier passages that that were more benign, shall we say. But let me ask you this, again, I want to get the benefit of your insights into waging ideological warfare. Speak to us, if you would, about how you would go about doing that, learning from the lessons of the Cold War when we last faced a totalitarian ideological adversary. And in that answer, if you could, wrap in your sense of whether we shouldn't start by ensuring that the enemy's foremost arm of political warfare, Al Jazeera, or what I call Al Gorzira, is not allowed to come into some 40 million American homes.
Well, the strange thing is that we forget too readily that the Cold War, for all the scary, you know, 50,000 nuclear warheads that we had combined with the Soviet Union, well, it was not really won in a military sense. There was not one shot fired across a checkpoint Charlie in November 89. We won that war in a counter-ideological fashion. As Sun Tzu, the master strategist, tells us, the point of warfare is not to attack kinetically the unit of your enemy, but to undermine the enemy's strategy.
And from within.
From within. And we have to do the same thing today. We have to replace the concepts of global jihad with better ideas. We have to undermine the legitimacy of people like bin Laden, Zawahiri, of even people like the Imam Qaradawi, the man who has the Sharia and Life program on Al Jazeera, which is watched by 40 million people in the Arab world each week, and who has said quite explicitly that killing Americans in the Middle East is something that is good. That these concepts must be undermined, must be delegitimized, and the only way to do that is to have a counter-narrative. People today think the word propaganda is a dirty word. All it meant originally, if you look at the etymological root, is to spread norms and values. We have to know what we stand for and spread our norms and values and undermine anybody else who would doubt them or put them to shame.
And just very quickly, with less than a minute, Seb Gorka, is John Brennan up to that job?
Clearly, with his denial of the relevance of ideology in this campaign, I would say he doesn't seem in a position to be able to take this fight to the core of the enemy. which is their ideology. You cannot kill your way out of this war, Frank. You cannot use predators to destroy an ideology. That's the bottom line.
That is indeed the bottom line. We have to let it go at that. Seb Gorka of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, thank you so much for your superb work, not least of which is fighting the ideological war, winning strategies from communism to Islamism. Keep up that good work and come back to us again very soon, if you would. Next up, Adam Credo will give us a readout on the latest fallout from the defense sequestration project. Straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.